Welcome to the podcast. This is Golf's Next Gen, the official podcast of the American Junior Golf Association. My name is Tim Jackman. I'm the Vice President of Communications. I'm joined by Thomas Harrison, who is the Director of Tournament Operations. And behind the camera, we have Justin. So I hope you're ready to learn about the world of junior golf. We're going to focus on pros right now that are AJGA alumni. We're going to talk about current juniors that we have with us. We have a great guest planned for a little bit later. And then we're going to talk about what's coming up in the AJGA world. So I hope you're ready to come along with us and learn a lot.
Yeah, Tim, you mentioned some great guests. We've got Boston Bracken coming up, but the opportunities are really endless. We've seen the youth golf movement really just progressing onto professional tours. PGA Tour, we've had Adberg and Dunlap coming out winning right away, Alexa Pano, Rose Zhang on the LPGA. It's just really impressive to see that those winners are getting younger and younger every day.
Yeah, the Nick Dunlap one I think is really interesting because really, it was less than 2 years ago he played his last AJGA event, and now he's a PGA Tour champion. He was the third amateur since 1985 to win as an amateur on the PGA Tour, and that joined Stopper Plank and Phil Mickelson, who, coincidentally enough, were also Rolex Junior Players of the Year, just like Nick was.
Yeah, it's impressive to see. You mentioned 2 short years ago, I remember being a rules official watching him play, and you think, of course, he's going to go on to have a great career, but maybe not in a 2-year span. You never think that that same kid who you saw showing up to the first tee, getting everything ready to go, is going to be in the winner's circle on tour.
Yeah, it's really cool to see them. And I think we are very fortunate because we get to see a lot of these kids play in junior golf. And then we see them, you know, on tour all the way across the board. A lot of the pros, you know, the longer you're here at the AJGA, the more you get to kind of see them progress and become, you know, stars on the PGA and LPGA tour, which is really awesome. So looking forward to, you know, seeing more of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of those connections they have, too. You see a few years ago, he plays in the Justin Thomas event. He has his photo on that first tee with Justin Thomas. Then he's going into the final round of a PGA Tour event with him in the group.
And he went to Alabama, too?
Yeah, one of those things. They have those deep connections. It all kind of starts here, and we're really just seeing some of those full circle moments here as we progress.
Yeah, really. So speaking of really good junior golfers, we've got a great guest here. Boston Bracken is joining us. So, Boston, we're excited to kind of chat with you and get to know you a little bit more.
Perfect. Let's do it. Thanks for having me on. I'm honored to be the first guest.
Well, get ready. we'll keep it easy to begin with. Talk a little bit about that Carlton Woods event. Obviously, that's a huge event that we do. Lots going on. Just talk how much you love that event and like why you like it.
Yeah, that event's one of my favorites. I've played in that event twice now, and I played pretty solid both times. But honestly, it's one of the best ran events. The Dernicks do a fantastic job. I think you have the entire AJGA staff there, full-time staff. So that could also be a reason. Yeah, the Dernicks do a great job. Carlton Woods does a fantastic job of hosting. It's a great golf course. Every time we show up, it's always a blast. They always get some good games going. So yeah, it's always been fun, and I've enjoyed the last 2 years there.
Speaking of games, Thomas, I think you have a question regarding some of that.
So it's always been kind of a hot topic for us. People always ask, you know, are golfers athletes? At Carlton Woods, we put it to the test. We have some basketball. We throw the football around. What do you think about that take that golfers can't be athletes?
I'm not the one to be asking because I am definitely as far away from an athlete as you can get. That's why I play golf. So I'm not the one to be asking on that question, but I did see some pretty athletic guys out there. They know some guys making some nice passes, some shots being thrown down. And we also did a great golf ball race. So we saw some running, some agility, and it was fun.
If you had to rank 5 guys in that field and give us the top 5 athletes out there, who do you think you're running out there?
Not Billy Davis. I can give you that one. Sorry, Billy. Love you, but not Billy. Let's think. I couldn't even tell you. Jay Bird looks pretty athletic. I feel like he's got a pretty good arm on him. I don't know. There's lots. But I'm definitely not in that group, so we'll just skip that.
If you had to rate Michael Reby's jump shot on a 1 to 10, what are we giving it? That lefty stroke.
Ooh, like a three. Not great. You do not want to watch him shooting shots. It's pretty. Yeah, just do not watch. Stay away from that.
He was pretty good in the golf. Great golf ball race, though. I'll give him that.
Yeah, I think they ended up winning.
He's versatile.
Dominant.
Hey, he's a back-to-back champ, but that's a place we talked about. You finished well. You have a top 10, a top five. What is it about that event where you show up and you play pretty well consistently?
The golf course suits my eye pretty well. It's always cold. I like to play in cold weather instead of 110 and humidity. But I don't know, just the vibe around it. Everyone's always having a good time. Everyone's hanging out. Everyone's chilling. Honestly, when you're having fun and you're hanging out with cool people, I feel like you're going to play a lot better. And that's one of the best parts about it. Honestly, I think the desserts there are top notch. They have is it called Banbury? Is that the ice cream? I think I gained like 6-7 pounds from that ice cream there. So shout out. I think it was Banbury. I could be wrong, but shout out that ice cream shop. That was fantastic.
Throughout the week, how many milkshakes did you put down?
I'm not a milkshake guy, so I only had a couple. I was mostly just sticking to the ice cream with some hot fudge and some sprinkles on top. But I saw plenty of milkshakes being put down before rounds, mid round. I mean, it was pretty impressive.
That's awesome. So you actually received the Jim Harrison Sportsmanship Award from that tournament. Talk a little bit about that and what that means. Obviously, we give that to someone who exhibits sportsmanship throughout the tournament week. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I received that. If I'm being honest, I'm very honored to receive it because from what I've heard, Jim Harrison was a great guy. I mean, he also has a great last name, so...
Flattery gets you everywhere.
Yeah, no, that's moving you up the board.
Yeah, I'm honored. His family was there, and so it was a cool award to receive. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, just trying to be as good a person as I can be through everyone I meet. I mean, it's all you can do in life. I feel like it could take you a lot farther than most things in life. So I don't know, it was pretty special. My parents thought a lot of it. I'm not sure how much I thought of it. I thought it was pretty cool, but my parents like, "Ooh, let's go Boston." But everyone's like, "Mr. Nice Guy, he can't play golf, but we call him Mr. Nice Guy."
Hey, you're winning in something. That's what matters. So let's talk a little bit about moving away from Carlton Woods a little bit. Talk about your college commitment and kind of what you're looking forward to the rest of the year and then into the fall.
Yeah, so I'm committed to Arizona State University down in Tempe, Arizona. A lot nicer weather than most places. It's about perfect right now, probably 75 degrees. Grass is green. It's a little nicer than what Carlton Woods was. I mean, it was 45, 50, blowing 30 all 3 days pretty much. But yeah, I'm super excited. Go see where this game can take me. Obviously, it's known as one of the top programs in the country. I think they actually just won by a pretty big margin in Cabo this last week. So super, super cool win there. But yeah, I'm super excited to go down and play with some of the guys. I'm pretty good buddies with them all. Coach Matt Thurman, he's a stud. Super excited to go play for him. But yeah, I think Carlton Woods was my last AJGA event. AJGA has helped out tremendously. I think I played in about every one of the invitationals last year. And so kind of sad Carlton Woods was my last one. But yeah, I'm super excited to see where the game can take me and see what we can make happen in college.
Awesome. What do you think? How do you think the AJGA helped you get prepared for college?
I kind of started a little later than most. I feel like most of these kids have been playing AJGA tournaments. I mean, we got Miles, who's like 6 years old, and he's just winning every event. I mean, it's not even fair. So I don't know. There's a lot of young kids coming up through the game of golf, and it's really impressive. I mean, they're hitting it longer than me. They're hitting it straight. I mean, it's really impressive. I mean, he's literally 15. I think he's 15 years old. So the game I started playing these last year, I think Carlton Woods was my third invitational last year. So I don't know. It's the courses we play each week. They're fantastic. The players you're playing with, I mean, they're also unbelievable. I mean, we're going to go out. It's really cool. We build these relationships in junior golf. Then we're going to go play with them in college and then hopefully on tour someday. So I don't know. AJGA Golf is the program. Everything about it has progressed everyone in a great direction for the game of golf. And it's definitely making the game better. And we're getting better younger players. And it's really impressive. I think, I mean, Nick Dunlap, who played AJGA, I mean, growing up, I mean, he just won on tour a couple weeks ago. I mean, impressive stuff. The game's just getting better. So
As you mentioned, that last AJGA for you, all those memories, is there a memory that sticks out above the others when you think back on your AJGA career?
Yeah, for sure. I played in the Wyndham Cup last year. Wyndham Cup, it was probably one of the most fun weeks I've ever had on a golf course. I mean, I love playing golf. I'm at the golf course. If I wasn't doing this right now, I'd definitely be at the golf course right now. But happy to be here. Wyndham Cup was a blast. It was honestly like one of the coolest weeks. Go play with some of your best friends on a great golf course up in middle of Tule's in wine country in California. I mean, stayed at a hotel all together. Yeah, it was a blast. Relationships that I'll never forget and still some of my best friends today, and hopefully it continues. It was a blast.
Do you have any stories or one particular story that was really a good one from your junior golf career that you can share?
So many good ones. There's not one that like really sticks out. I mean, honestly, as you guys know, I like to talk to people. So honestly, just coming to these events. I mean, it opens up a lot of opportunity to meet cool people. And that's honestly the best part of each week is getting to meet cool people, talking to people about what they do, what they like, especially around the game of golf, talking about how they do things, what they do best, what's different from something to another thing. I mean, that's what I love. That's what I, honestly, the reason I play golf, I love it. But the things that you can learn throughout it and through the relationships you can have and so on. I mean, it's incredible.
And so as these younger golfers are getting into the AJGA and playing their first events, are there any tips or advice that you'd have for those young players?
Yeah, for sure. I say, yeah, for sure. I don't really know, to be honest. honestly, have fun with it. I mean, it's just a game. It's the greatest game, but it's just a game. And honestly, just try your best, work as hard as possible, and try and play as many as you can. Get around the best golfers. It's honestly where you learn the most, is playing with better golfers, better players. I don't know. Golf's created this really kind of cool connection where you can learn all these different kind of things. And I feel like as a young player, that's the biggest advantage, is learning from others and kind of just take advantage of playing in different climates, different grasses. Take advantage of everything that you can to grow your knowledge about the game and so on. So that's probably my biggest advice. Just play in as many tournaments as you can and have fun with it. Don't put too much pressure on yourself and go win.
Okay, I just got a couple more real easy questions for you. What are you listening to right now?
I'm a big country guy. I probably don't seem like it. I can throw on some cowboy boots and my cowboy hat. I can get snazzy up with you. No, I'm a big country guy, so I've been.
Yeah, no, it's the move.
I don't know. I'm not a big rap guy. I don't like to be. Only when I'm speed training, got to get that high energy up and get swinging a little harder, but. Not a big rap guy, big into country, so.
There you go. Now on the TV side, of course, Full Swing is back. What are you looking forward to in season two?
Oh, I'm so excited. I was one of those people, I don't know if you know, the Super Bowl, on the last year's Super Bowl, they had like the QR code that came up with during one of the commercials, and you could like watch the first episode and only like 1,000 people watched it. And I was one of those guys, and it was one of like the best. I was so excited. I think I watched like 16 times the full eight episodes. And I don't know, I'm super excited. I think they got a good group of guys coming in that are younger, and I think it should be good. I'm not sure how the live thing's going to play out. So I'm kind of interested in seeing that. I actually haven't even started watching it. Kind of disappointed myself now that you mention it. but I might have to not go to the golf course and go watch it real quick. Binge watch whatever, how many episodes it is. But yeah, I'm excited. The golf's going in a cool direction. Everyone likes money, and that's where it's headed. So
what is your, what's your like one show, your go-to show, if you just want to put something on and watch something?
I'm not a big show guy. Honestly, if I'm going to sit on the TV, always is playing as Tiger Woods, US Open 2000 or 2008 against Rocco, either one of those. I mean, that's like 44 minutes, like the greatest 44 minutes of your life. I mean, I've probably watched it. I think it has probably a couple million views. I'm probably one of those million views. I mean, it's one of the greatest 44 minutes of your life. It's, if you haven't seen it, it's a must watch, both of those. So that's probably, I'm not a big show guy. Actually, recently at Carlton Woods, one of my buddies recommended me Star Wars. So the entire week at Star Wars, I was coming home watching Star Wars before I'd go to bed. And honestly, a big fan of Star Wars. Honestly, more of a fan of Padme.
Hey, it's great stuff. You got to catch up.
probably shouldn't say that I'm a bigger fan of Padme, but on the pod, but we'll go with it.
Oh, geez. Well, I mean, that's all the questions that we had for you, Boston. We really appreciate you taking the time to, you know, chat with us and be the first one to do it. So definitely, hopefully you have a great rest of your spring and summer, and certainly good luck at ASU.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for all the support, and love getting to know you guys out on the golf course and all these events. So it's been fun, and I appreciate you having me on the pod. If you ever need me again, I'd love to be on it.
I'm sure we'll be reaching back out. We'll stay in touch.
Perfect.
Awesome. All right, Boston, you have a good rest of your day. We appreciate it.
Thanks. You guys as well. Peace out.
That's awesome. Boston, I told you Boston would be a really great first guest to have on.
Yeah, when you go to the short list, I mean, he's one of those kids. He shows up, he's talking to everybody, like he mentioned. He just likes to get to know people. So glad we could have him on. Looking forward to seeing what he does in his career, and happy for him heading to ASU here soon.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll have more guests like that on. I mean, he was obviously just the first one. We've got more lined up, you know, top juniors that have made a great charitable impact. We'll also look at, you know, doing some alumni and maybe some other industry leaders on here as well to chat about junior golf and just golf in general. So you're just coming up in AJJ news. We have, you know, a lot going on. Our spring season is just about to kick off. It's kind of getting going right now. So we have a lot of playing opportunities in the spring, especially for those junior golfers who are in the colder climates. We got a lot of events, you know, where it's going to be warmer in Texas and Florida and Southern California, Arizona, that sort of thing. So lots of opportunities out there over the next couple of months.
Yeah, lots of opportunities. Like you said, change it up. I know we talked about climate a little bit earlier in the interview, but a chance to play some different courses, play some different grasses, and really kind of grow the game for yourself, you know, as you're getting out there trying to gain some experience, you know, as you're looking to go onto that college route. But excited for the spring season. We've got our spring interns, did a great week of training here at headquarters and hit the road. A lot of rules training, course setup, things like that. So I know they're excited to be out there. And if you see those interns along the way, make sure you stop in, say hi. They're very excited to meet you guys as well. So very happy to have them.
Yeah. And then at the end of the spring, we've got the Nelly Invitational, which is really cool. Nelly Korda hosting her first AJJ Invitational. She's a very decorated AJJ player, obviously. And so she's hosting her first Invitational with TaylorMade. And then the Mizuho Americas Open, probably the coolest event we do on the schedule, with the junior girls competing right alongside the LPGA professionals.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting the girls a chance to be inside the ropes in that event is just something that you don't see anywhere else on any other tour.
TV cameras everywhere.
Yeah, you really get that first-class professional experience. I know we try to give it to you at every event, but when you're right there, you have the pros, you've got the caddy, you've got the camera right behind you. It really just gives you a different feel and gets you ready for that next level.
Yeah, so lots of cool stuff coming up right now. Be on the lookout for more episodes. We're going to have more great guests like Boston on. So be on the lookout for more episodes, and thanks so much for tuning in with us.
Thank you.